This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I believe in societal norms.
The clock struck six. It meant one thing.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing. Don't scream
at me
on the show.
Don't defend them.
It was horrifying.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
That's right. Andrew Gundling on ENN tonight. Peter is off. He'll be back tomorrow, though, for the holiday show, which
That's
will be
right.
great. Having everybody.
Hope we have Michael.
Why wouldn't we have Michael?
He feels like a piece of decomposing lettuce at the bottom of a dumpster outside of a cheap diner.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Let's see. We start ENN tonight with some possible history at the Garden. At least we're expecting to see it. Steph Curry is 2 3-pointers shy of breaking Ray Allen's all-time record. It took Allen 1,300 games to get there. Steph, this is his 789th game.
Wow, what does that tell you?
He is so clearly the greatest shooter this sport has ever seen.
But no, also, in fairness to Ray Allen, though, the game has changed. He wouldn't be allowed to take that many.
No, the game has changed. That is
within
the
confines
true.
Of what the offenses are. Back then, he couldn't fire up threes like Steph.
And you will start to see many players pass Ray Allen in a quicker amount of time, too.
Absolutely.
Because that number is not representative of how much better Curry is than Ray Allen, but just how acceptable threes are. They're taking them from half court sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you said Ray Allen's there tonight, right? So I'm sure he'll be on the broadcast at some point. And I would guess even he would say Steph is a better shooter than
he
was.
Oh, yeah.
I think Steph's a better shooter than anybody. Anybody, even Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller was a great outside shooter. Steph is on a different level.
Absolutely.
But I do think that Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, if they played today...
Yeah, their numbers would
their
be
numbers
far
would
beyond.
Be far beyond what they had, but maybe not to Curry's level.
Right. Now, if you're wondering what the chances are of Steph not breaking the record tonight, here's what you should know. He's played 26 games so far this year. He's had one game where he hit less than two threes. Mm. He had one. Last year, there were 5 instances of him hitting one three, and that was in 63 games. So it's rare, but it's possible.
But what don't the Knicks do well?
Defend the three.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, it's happening tonight. I wonder.
And also, you could see that, he's one of the great players we'll ever see, and this has gotten to him.
He basically said as much.
He looks tired, and he looks like he's pressing.
Well, it was the game, I forget who they were playing, when he was 16 back of the record, and he kind of jokingly said, oh, mate, who knows? Don't rule it out that I'll get 16 tonight. And since then, yeah, it hasn't been great
for
him.
And Philly shut him down. How much did he...
I think he finished that game with 3, but the Sixers and Joel Embiid said after the game that he basically talked to Matisse Thybulle, who's the Sixers' best defensive player, and said to him, you are not letting this happen tonight. And Thybulle was, he's great defensively. It was the best I've ever seen him. Mm-hmm. He was incredible.
I wonder if you can get odds from Caesars on him not breaking the record.
I read that there was one game when he was at Davidson, and he was leading the country in scoring, that the team's just double-teamed him the entire game, and he got 0 points.
You can't really do that with the Warriors.
Right.
But at Davidson, pass to that guy who isn't Steph Curry. Here's J.J. Redick on SportsCenter earlier today talking about Steph's impact on basketball.
He's had an effect in that he's normalized the deep three. He's normalized high-volume shooting. And you can certainly see an influence on guys like Trae Young and Luka Doncic and Damian Lillard. He's also proven that you can win with high volume, efficient three-point shooting. And I think that's the bigger picture that has had an effect at all levels of the game, whether it's college, youth sports. The three-point shot matters, and Steph has done it better than anyone in NBA history and anyone ever.
The math tells you to do it. I mean, the math insists that you shoot threes. It's just, getting one more point.
Yeah. Absolutely. Stephen A. Smith was talking about Steph's impact on First Take. He's got Steph in some pretty rarefied air.
If LeBron James is finished winning championships, and this brother over the next 3 years wins a couple of more chips at the very least, which I think is very, very, very possible.
Okay.
You're talking about him having more rings than LeBron James. You're talking about him being recognized already as the greatest shooter who has ever lived, a transformative figure in the game of basketball. And what I was saying on Stephen A's World last week, Keyshawn, was let's ask that question on so many occasions.
Okay.
We talk about LeBron or Jordan. What about Jordan Curry? What about LeBron Curry? because of the impact that Steph Curry has had on the game of basketball. That's what I was saying.
He's had an impact on the offensive end. He's not a great defender.
He's okay.
But LeBron's a lockdown defender when he wants to be.
No, he's not LeBron. But I wouldn't say he's a liability necessarily, but no, he's not LeBron.
No, but again, Stevens falling into the trap of now making Curry better than LeBron because he might win more rings.
That means Robert Horry is better than LeBron.
But that's not fair. You know, the rings are important, but listen, LeBron James, look how many finals he's gone to, look how relevant he's made every team he's been to, and he's just a better all-around
player. And not just finals for LeBron, but finals MVPs. However great Steph is, he does not have that on his resume.
And for Curry to get two or three more chips, that's asking a lot.
It's not as easy as I think Stephen A. is making it sound.
Now, they can win it this year.
Well, they're going to get Klay Thompson back in like two or three weeks. And they've been great without him. I mean, you had a great player. That's not a good player. That's a great player.
If he can be close to what he was beforehand.
Right.
Which
he hasn't played in about 2 years.
Yeah. Don, I'm curious because you're kind of the authority for me on fan business.
Like the other radio station?
No, no, no. Like being a sports fan.
Gotcha.
So if you're a Knicks fan tonight, obviously you want to win the game. Is it okay to also want to see Steph do this against your team?
Yeah. These are such a fait accompli, though.
I could see if he needed like 10 or 12 that you'd be rooting against him getting it.
But do you want, let's say that he has had a game where he shot.
I think you kind of root to see that, but I think it's such an impossibility. Just get it out of the way and then concentrate on the game. That's the way, as a fan, I'd be like, you know what, just get it out of the way, have the little stop the game, and let's get back to work here.
But you believe he'll be cheered tonight when it happens.
Yes, there's no question. Yeah. I mean, I think it bothers me when it happens, but I've come to understand that New York crowds, especially Garden crowds, appreciate basketball. They appreciate the moment. There's going to be a lot of fans of Curry in the building, and he's such a good guy and such an easy guy to root for.
Well, that's the thing about him. I've never met anyone really that doesn't like any basketball fan that doesn't like Steph Curry. So, he may not be LeBron or Durant from this era, but in terms of watchability, he's probably number one for me personally.
Did you see what Del Curry said? Like he was referring to LeVar Ball, who said, I knew my kids were going to be stars in the NBA. And Del Curry goes, I didn't. Not even close. Well, he said, this took me by surprise.
I mean, Del was not alone in thinking that. Steph Curry, you know, no offense to Davidson, but that's where Steph got recruited. I mean, it was hard for him to find a spot in college.
And you know what's amazing, too, and you know this, Steph Curry's great. His brother's really good, and it's overshadowed by the fact that Steph Curry's so great. His brother's a good player.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Better than I thought. He's with the Sixers now. He's gotten better each year. Yeah. Yeah.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Guys, yesterday Shams Charania reported about a renewed optimism for Kyrie Irving to return.
I always go with Charania.
Is it not Charania?
I don't know.
I just go by Michael always saying Charania.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm not sure.
Wow. Please go on. All right. Shams. Just call him Shams.
Shams from The Athletic. Today, Kyrie Irving added a little fuel to that fire about that renewed optimism. He posted a video on Instagram. It's only 7 seconds long. You don't actually even see him. You assume it's him taking video of him lacing up his basketball sneakers. Are we reading too deeply into this to think it's a sign that he's readying a return?
He loves playing with us.
Yeah.
Loves it. He loves toying with us. He loves being the superior person and mind, and we're all just – what were we again?
Pawns. Yeah, what was it he said about the –
pawns.
Right, pawns, yeah.
Or detritus. Trash.
Oh, okay.
D-E-T-R-I-T-U-S, or detritus.
You ever heard that one?
Never.
Okay.
Look it up. It was a word you could use.
I don't doubt you when it comes to language and words and verbiage.
Except for one word I've never said.
Which I don't get.
It doesn't make sense. Guys, more bad news in the sports world from a COVID perspective. So there's a lot going on here. The Cleveland Browns put 8 players on the COVID-19 reserve list today, including Jarvis Landry. The Rams added 6 more names to their COVID-19 reserve list, including Odell, who had maybe his best game in a couple years last night. Kevin Seifert of ESPN tweeted earlier today that there have been at least 62 positive tests over the last 2 days in the NFL. He also followed that up by saying from September 5th to November 27th, there were 110. So they've basically got half that number in the last 2 days that they had in the first, what is that, almost 2-3 months of the season?
Thanksgiving.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, people traveled and they...
See, that's why we can't get crazy. We knew this was going to happen. They told us that we were going to see a spike during the holiday season because the weather gets colder. People are going inside for Thanksgiving. So we can't overreact when we were told we knew that this was going
to
happen.
But you'd have to admit, both of you guys, you know I'm a vax guy. If they were giving out 10 of them, I'd get them. But I kind of thought when we got the vaccine, we wouldn't be in danger. And it doesn't seem like that's the case. I mean, there are so many breakthrough cases. Even if you get boosters, there are people like getting it. So there's no safe haven.
Well, that's not entirely true.
But you're not dying from it. I get that.
But I think that was the only promise. I don't think anything that...
No, but when the vaccines came out, they said 98% effectiveness. It's not that.
But your odds are significantly reduced of getting the virus.
It's reduced. It's not.
Yeah,
it's reduced. It's not, again, I'm a vaxxer, so I'm not downing it, but I am disappointed because I think it's not as reduced as I thought it was going to be.
Well, I think some of it is that is not just the Thanksgiving thing. I think some of it is that booster or the initial vaccine efficacy is probably wearing off, and a lot of people still haven't gotten booster shots that probably need them, especially if you were someone who got Johnson & Johnson. That efficacy might have worn off months ago, so. It's probably a combination of several things.
I'm boosted, baby.
Same. And I had no side effects. Felt great.
I didn't either. But a friend of mine, somebody in the business, got the booster, and he said it's probably the second sickest he's ever felt in his life.
Really?
Couldn't get out of bed.
Well, I guess everybody's body is different. I don't know. I felt great after that one. And I had a hard time with the initial vaccine. By the way, Anthony just told me in my ear that it is Sharania for shams.
Really? Yeah. I'm disappointed, Michael.
Wait, but you said...
Shams, Sharania. That's what I said.
Sharania.
Yeah.
It's Sharania. Sharon. This is going to be very difficult to change.
he's
I'm
Tom
Sharania.
See, there you go.
Sharania. There you go. Wow.
My Sharania.
That's how I'll try to remember.
Just, that's, you have an act for that.
For the neck. Very misunderstood band. People think it's an 80s band. No, 70s. And they're not a one-hit wonder.
What's their other one?
Good Girls Don't.
That's right. Good girls don't.
I'm gonna tell you, baby.
Good girls don't.
No, 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 baby. No, baby.
They're 1.5 hit wonders. Hey, you know when we talked about Mike Nesmith the other day?
Yes.
You know, he wrote this great song. Do you know the song that he wrote? And I have been singing it in my head.
I can't think of the name. It's from the early 70s. It's a name.
Just Horse.
It's called Just Horse.
No, it's not Judy.
Great
it's
song. No. It's not a name.
Oh, then I'm thinking of a different song.
It's a
song.
Linda Ronstadt vehicle. Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
Okay.
Oh, can't you tell by the way I run every time
like
you
song.
Make eyes at me? Now, I was lying in bed last night choking for like 7 hours, and I could not get that song out of my head. So coughing up phlegm and singing different drum in my head, not good.
No.
It's amazing that I'm on the air right now.
Not a great association for that song.
But yeah. I love that song.
I got to think of he had a hit song after he left the Monkees, and it's going to bother me now. What are you going to do?
Look at his discography.
You'll find it, I'm sure.
I'm looking.
Let's see, more COVID news in
well,
the NBA.
Well, you really
have to
pick me up ENN, huh?
Well, it's important. The Nets. the Nets list of players in COVID protocol has grown to 5. Paul Millsap was already on it. Now they've added LaMarcus Aldridge, DeAndre Bembry, James Johnson, and Javon Carter. On top of that, Kevin Durant was added to the injury report with the right ankle soreness. He's questionable for tonight. So on top of all that, they may not have KD for their game against Toronto. Knicks, meanwhile, added Quentin Grimes to their COVID list. That's a shame for him.
Yeah, he just started
game. But he started his first game, hit 7 threes, and might have had an opportunity to really play a lot. And now that's staying.
So how many people do you think have to go on the COVID list before they give Kemba another run?
That's a great question.
They have not played well since he's been benched.
No.
And now the fact that you're not even giving him any run at all, that to me, that's stubbornness. Because it wasn't just him. Fournier's been terrible. But Kemba's the one who got, you know.
And Julius Randle has not. He was a superstar. He gave them superstar production last year. And now he's kind of reverted back.
Right.
And it's like they lost a superstar player on that team. So,
and they're just blaming Kemba. I don't get it.
Yeah, you're right. The fact that they went to, I mean, no offense to him, but they went to Quentin Grimes to start before going back to Kemba Walker. So, yeah, I don't, maybe they've made up their mind and they're just not going back to him. Walt Frazier also out after testing positive for COVID.
Jeez. So how does it go down? A little Wally Szczerbiak action?
I guess. Yeah. I guess that would be him.
And, what's Allen going to do? They're like attached to the hip.
No, Allen and Monica McNutt and Bill Pito.
Yeah, but in the post game, I guess Wally can
today's not an MSG game. It's TNT, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it exclusively TNT?
Yeah.
Not regional?
Well, they moved TNT's national exclusive game to Tuesdays, and that's why the NBA ratings are way up, because the NBA, smart, said they were getting crushed by any trash Thursday night game that was on.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, let's just move away from football rather than fight
them. That's a good idea. Yeah. By the way, it was Joanne, the name of the song.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived.
This is a hit?
Top 40 hit. Listen. It actually got, in the United States, it got to 21.
I think Different Drum did better than that.
Well, probably. It's important.
That was a great drop, Andrew.
Don, also Matthew Barzal on COVID for the Islanders.
And
when do we get good news for the Islanders?
No, I know. It's and he's only there, you know, best player.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Taves, a former Islander, now an Avalanche, is out tonight because of COVID-19.
Now, I'm wondering when it's going to change, because a lot of these guys are upset, like Jalen Ramsey was upset. They're getting tested, and they're testing positive, and they have no signs whatsoever. Mm-hmm. No manifestation, no sickness. When do they change that rule and go, okay, we're not going to test you unless there's symptoms?
Well, that's a different story.
Right.
But then you could still spread it to somebody.
I know, but...
You know, the whole idea is for people not to get COVID-19. What we need to do is get to a line where having COVID-19, you're allowed to go about your business, and you'll only sit if you're not feeling well.
Oh. Right.
When do we get to that point?
Carlin just went up and in, bow-tied you with a Clemens fastball.
Let me check my phone. No, nothing.
You know what he said?
That is gutless. What did he say?
Joanne, really nailing down that younger demo, Don.
Oh, I don't care about the younger demo. I don't care about anything. I care about just doing what I do.
Yeah, this
and
is your show.
I think people are entertained by my lack of caring.
Right.
who was I playing to there? And it's still fabulous.
About 50-year-olds.
Listen, it's a song from 1970. The song's 51 years old. It's a day.
I'm just telling you what your buddy said.
I understand what I'm doing, but I educated you. Now you know. What were you doing talking about the Linda Ronstadt song?
Because I was lying in bed last night choking.
Linda Ronstadt, when she would wear the Cub Scout. Oh, my God.
The Cub Scout?
She would have a... Go look it up. She would wear a Cub Scout.
She used to wear the roller skating stuff.
I get that. Yeah. But we're talking over, even including Andrew's
head.
No
idea.
Talk about Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah, Linda Ronstadt. Andrew Dice Clay, though, I think he hits a younger generation than just 50-year-olds.
He hits different?
Yeah, he hits different. But I've seen his stand-up many times.
You know what? Andrew Dice Clay came out today. He couldn't survive. I mean, look at the people that are getting canceled over stuff that isn't nearly what he said.
Here's how he might have been able to survive it.
How?
Is that it was a character. That's what he always claimed. It was a character. That wasn't really Andrew Dice Clay. Was just a character he played.
Jimmy Fallon did blackface on Saturday Night Live playing a character and had to apologize.
Oh, I'm not saying that he wouldn't have been in trouble. I'm just saying that would have probably been his defense.
But he wouldn't have made it. It would have been... I mean, look at Dave Chappelle, right? Dave Chappelle's as big as you can get. And you know, he's gotten a lot of backlash.
And he doesn't care about it, and he's able to move on. That's the key. Also, this will age me, too. Do you know where Andrew Dice Clay got his act?
No.
From Jerry Lewis, the Night Professor. When he turned into, what was his name, when he would take the potion.
Eddie Murphy did it too.
Yeah, and then he became a different person. That person is what he was basing his act on.
Oh, that guy wasn't like that.
I mean, this is from Andrew Dice Clay. You're saying he's wrong?
But I don't see it.
No, you'd see it if you ever saw the movie. In the bar scene, that's Andrew Dice Clay.
You could sniff my socks.
Not the look, just the way he acted.
Uh-huh. I get what you're saying.
I've only seen the Eddie Murphy movie.
Well, I love.
Jerry, very funny guy.
Oh, by the way, Carlin is really angry.
Let me check my phone.
To you, too.
Oh, wow.
He said, I never said Don. It was a shot at Michael. Bad bleeping guy. K equals bad guy.
But you know what?
How's it a shot at me? I didn't say Joanne. You did.
Yeah, but you started the whole conversation talking about the song that was in your head.
But he said Joanne. He didn't say anything about different drama. So he's a little conniving little Steve.
He's a sneaky guy. I would never describe
a little conniving little Skeeve.
He's not a Skeeve.
He's a Skeeve.
You know what words mean.
He's a Skeeve.
Not skeevy.
He's a Skeeve after that.
I don't think you know. He's clean.
He's disgusting. My wife is a witch. He just sent out another tweet that I can't text that I can't even say.
They were all in capitals too, by the way.
Like Don actually just had a tear fall on his face.
Oh my god!
He writes, "How about this? Maybe you can blank, 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 Skeeve.
You can sniff my socks."
Let's see a couple more quickly here. Don, you mentioned who was it? Devin Toews before is out tonight.
That's Toews, right?
Yeah. Very nice.
Like John.
Love hockey.
Rangers on ESPN Plus tonight. Face off at 9 p.m. You can hear the pregame here also at 8:30. Adam Fox and company visit Nathan MacKinnon, the Avalanche, only on ESPN Plus Hockey Night. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com/NHL. Rangers one win and 1 point shy of the most in the league. They're 39 points tied for third most in franchise history through 27 games.
Now, it's hockey, after man. I go to the Hall of Fame induction today,
Brian,
I'm going to come back and see if you put me on for the third period. Because my car is parked right across the street. I'm going to come back.
You're going to come back? I mean, so
just to see Dave.
He'd like to see you. He hasn't seen you in a long time. So, not an intermission guest. You want to be like in the play-by-play.
I wouldn't do play-by-play.
No, but it's very difficult.
But
I think
an analyst, you want to.
Yeah, I want to say, oh, look at
it's
Fox.
Really,
like that.
It's really difficult to have a guest on the radio during hockey play-by-play. It's very
quick. I'll do analysis. You don't have to ask me anything. I could break down the game.
Hey, buddy, hey.
I think Dave gets along with you. I don't think he's stepping aside and letting somebody else do his job.
One quick G Fox was great on that pass. He's the best.
That's what you got?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tune in. What time would it be? Probably about maybe a little 11, after 11.
Yeah, sure.
Tune in to 10:50 and see if you hear Michael's analysis.
Yeah.
sounds pretty hard hitting. And last one, Pete Maravich's LSU Letterman jacket auctioned for nearly, want to guess?
I saw it was like over $100,000.
That's
And then he went and said it too, $117,000 for his Letterman jacket.
Andrew, I see everything.
Oh, you could have laid out and let Don guess.
Well, it's important.
Would you have guessed 117?
I mean, I would. If it's not a story if it was $11,000. I would have definitely gone over 75, I would think.
I think I've actually irreparably harmed my friendship with Carlin.
Well, he went all caps, which means he's yelling.
He's shouting at you.
Screaming, which is not good for his health.
But if he specifically mentioned Joanne, that was me.
Right. So he's a liar and a skeeve.
Yeah. And that is ENN for tonight.
I don't know if Peter would have made me laugh like that.
By the way, that's the title of his fifth book, Liar and Skeeve.
It's such a great word.
It's a tremendous word. I think we're going to incorporate it into the show every day now.
Skeevy.
Yeah, skeevy.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
1-800-919-3776. Let's talk. You've heard a lot from us. Now we want to hear a lot from you. Boy, that was nice. I should use that. Kay LaGreca, Gunling, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.